It's the Matt Bubala Show on 720 WGN. Do you like to get out and walk? Do you wish that you had people to walk with? Or, you know, do you ever, like, find yourself going somewhere and you're nervous or alone? Or would just like some companionship, somebody to talk to? Somebody's actually tapped into the idea that people need people to walk with. His name is Chuck McCarthy. He's a people walker. That's what he is. ThePeopleWalker.org is his website. On Twitter, you can find him at The People Walker. His name is Chuck McCarthy. He joins us on the phone. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
How in the world did the idea of walking people for money come to you? I know there's dog walkers, and I know there's all sorts of Uber-style apps for everything in the world. How are you a walker on demand?
Well, I saw, you know, there's a ton of dog walkers in my neighborhood. There's a ton of personal trainers, and they all kind of advertise with these flyers on telephone poles, and I would see them, and I was talking about needing extra money, and I started kind of joking, like, I want to walk dogs, but I don't want to pick up dog poop, so maybe I'll just start walking people. And just kind of the more I talked about that, the more I, like, kind of jokingly said that, the more things I came up with, the more reasons I came up with that somebody would actually want to hire a people walker, you know, from everything from just, like, motivation to safety. The more I thought about it, the more I was just like, you know, I'm gonna try to do this. So I started telling my friends I was doing it and trying to force them to walk with me. And I started putting up flyers for myself and telling people, you know, I'm the people walker. I'll walk you. And it's gotten a great response.
What type of people are mostly calling you? I could see, like, maybe seniors that have to walk somewhere, a little nervous, or going to the grocery store somewhere. Or is it people who maybe just want to walk but need somebody to talk to, and it's hard to coordinate a friend? What type of people are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting just a super wide range of people, you know, different ages, and men and women. And I feel like every time I talk to somebody, you know, they're giving me another reason why they might want to walk with me. I mean, I'm even getting people to walk that just not even walking with me. I need to have, like, a cancellation fee in and advertise it like this. I had somebody call, schedule a walk, and then she told her husband, I guess, that she had scheduled a walk, and he said, "Don't do that. I'll walk with you for free." And so then she wrote me back and canceled, and so now I know that you know, I'm getting more people out there walking. Yeah, I'm not even walking myself.
You might have just saved a marriage there, Chuck. Who knows?
Yeah, or caused a big fight. I don't know, but I hope I saved it, and I hope they're both getting more exercise.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, L.A. is famous for joking about, you know, people joke that you don't walk anywhere in L.A. Everybody drives their car, no matter how far it is. You drive your car when you live in L.A. So
yeah.
How are you playing against that? Is that just a not true stereotype about L.A., or are a lot of people like, why would I walk?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm trying to push against that stereotype, and definitely that is a stereotype. But there are a lot of great places to walk in L.A. We have a lot of great even trails that are, you know, not quite hiking, not quite just regular walking,
yeah,
but that are also great to walk on. And, you know, I'm just trying to fight that. But, you know, a lot more people walk in L.A. than I think we see. It's just L.A. is such a more spread out city.
Yeah.
So it's not like in New York or a downtown Chicago where you say, like, oh, I'm going to walk over here. And that's,
yeah,
you know, it's like half a mile away. If you want to walk to the beach here, that's like 17 miles or something.
Yeah. So. No kidding. Do you find yourself part psychologist? I would imagine that people who are hiring somebody to walk with them don't just want somebody alongside of them, but maybe somebody that they're going to talk to about their life or work or whatever they want to get off their chest. Are they walking but really on the couch next to you in some ways?
Yeah, I wouldn't say psychologist. I'm definitely not a trained therapist, psychologist, doctor, physical therapist, or personal trainer. But I think the best thing to equate it to would be like a bartender or a hairstylist, you know?
Yeah.
I'm having conversations with people. They're not like deep, you know, breakthrough revelations. Nobody is broke down crying and telling me something. I am confidential, but you know, most of the conversations are just kind of regular everyday stuff, and it's just about having a conversation and knowing somebody's listening, but also at the same time you're walking and, you know, releasing endorphins, and it's just going to make, you know, with 99% of people, that's going to make them feel better, you know, just being able to kind of have small talk and maybe vent about the traffic and know that somebody's listening.
Yeah.
And also get a walk in.
Yeah. And how long, I read that you charge $7 a mile. How long are you generally mm-hmm. walking with people?
I mean, the average walk is around 2 or 3 miles right now. And the $7 a mile, I basically came up with that number based on the fact that the average person can walk 3 miles in an hour.
Mm.
So that's $21 an hour, which isn't, you know, isn't the worst hourly rate to be getting. And it's also not, you know, it's not super crazy to ask for that when, you know, a lot of personal trainers charge $60, $80, $100 an hour to do personal training. And, you know, people spent $84 billion on health club memberships last year. And a lot of those people just go to the gym and walk on a treadmill.
Yeah, no kidding. So what's the most amount of walks you've done in one day? I mean, have you ever had a 30-mile day because you're getting enough clients, or do you limit yourself?
I think the most number of walks I've done in a day has been 3, maybe 4, but I've been doing, you know, walks and doing interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
So I have no idea how far I'm sadly not a super tech freak, gadget person.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't gotten into the, I have an app, a couple of apps now that I'm using, but I haven't gotten into the whole Fitbit thing. So I couldn't tell you, you know, how many miles I'm getting every day just in my life.
But I read you're a couple notches on the belt better than you were a while ago, right?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting a lot of walking in. I'm definitely feeling healthier, and I'm down to my second to last belt hole on my belt.
Nice. Now, when we see people walking dogs, you'll often see somebody walking 6 or 7 dogs. Do you do group walks yet? Have you tried to encourage, you know, it'd be interesting. People are getting together to walk and maybe say, you know, this guy Joe, he would really get along with Steve. They talk about a lot of the same things. Maybe I'll do a group walk.
I will do a group walk. I haven't done any yet. I have some other people that I'm working with that are also walking people, and one of them has done a group walk. I'm totally open to do a group walk. It's $7 a mile for the first person, and then 5 for each additional person. But I haven't really. Again, you just brought up something that I never thought about, which would be just kind of like a meetup kind of, not matchmaking, but just kind of networking kind of thing. I never thought of, you know, trying to come at it from that angle. So maybe I'll have to think about that.
You know, there's something, we just did a story on dnainfo.com here in Chicago recently about this thing mm-hmm. called the Monday Night Bike Ride. And every Monday night when the weather's good here in Chicago, this couple of people get together, this group. They meet at a corner at, like, I think 11 o'clock at night on their bikes. And whoever wants mm-hmm. to come, comes. And they ride for like 5 hours through the emptiest streets of Chicago all night long. Maybe you mm-hmm. say you can start a movement where just everybody shows up and we all walk. Now, I don't know how you're going to make money doing that, but how cool would that be?
Yeah, I mean, I've thrown around some ideas about doing a Groupon for a walk, and having several people walkers and several, you know, large group of people, yeah, maybe I'll think of that as maybe a way to kick off my Kickstarter for the app.
Oh, there you go. A little Kickstarter kickoff party, a big group walk. Well, what are the plans, Chuck? Are you hoping to really make a business out of this? Sounds like right now you're borderline making enough money that this could be your full-time thing if you wanted it to be. Do you want to try to turn this into something and see it in other cities?
Yeah. I mean, my big push right now is to basically the route I'm going to go is to do a Kickstarter and see if there's enough interest to raise enough money to do an app. I'm talking with a couple of people that that I'm lucky enough to know in the kind of app startup world,
mm-hmm.
And getting some advice, some great advice from them, and just trying to figure that out. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like the app is probably the easiest way to, or the fastest way to spread this to other places and other cities. And I am getting a ton of interest from just basically all over the world.
Yeah, I imagine you are. I'd be very interested to see how the Kickstarter does, because it is an interesting concept, an Uber or Lyft for just walking. I mean, I could see definitely, especially in a dense city or a Manhattan or Chicago, certain areas where it's, you know, I could take a cab, sure, but wouldn't this be a nice walk home? I just don't want to walk by myself or things like that. You get go on your app and walker shows up 5 minutes later. Hey, come on, let's go. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, and we're, you know, in talking about the app, you know, we came up with even more kind of reasons why people might want to do it. You know, if the app has a profile included, then you could see that maybe somebody is a retired, you know, botany teacher or something, or a retired historian, or just a historian looking to walk with people in the afternoon, or whatever.
Somebody who you might be fascinated to walk with. You think, wow,
Be fascinated to walk with. Somebody, you know, you might be able to learn something from in your walk. My friend is taking French classes right now, and we were talking about it, and I was like, well, what if somebody had on their profile that they are fluent in French? And then you could go for a walk with them, and they could speak to you in French, or just point at things and say, this is called this in French.
That's interesting. And then, so if you start doing the profiles, then you get into the dangerous world of guys mostly seeing, or women seeing the person that they are attracted to on there and saying, that's who I want to walk with.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's always going to be a certain... There's always going to be a certain amount of difficulty in that direction,
sure,
because we're all humans, and we all are attracted to someone, most of us at least. So, I mean, that can happen in anything.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need an app to become attracted to somebody.
Right.
You could go into McDonald's and see the McDonald's worker and say, I like the way she looks.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's stuck at McDonald's, so you could, I don't know, if you're a real creep, you could stand outside the whole day. So,
or just walk by. I'll hire you, and we'll just walk by back and forth, back and forth. Then you're a walker and a wingman. You're both. Well, Chuck, it's a cool story. It's a neat little business. I hope it does well. The peoplewalker.org. Do you have any idea when you'll kick off your Kickstarter?
Hopefully very soon. I'm just basically putting together... I'm putting together the video and all the materials you need to do that. It's an undertaking to even do a Kickstarter. If you really wanted to get it funded. So I'm definitely working on it. And basically the website right now is just there to let people give us their email address if they're interested in becoming part of that, and you know, getting updates on the Kickstarter and then when the app launches. Because like I said, I've gotten like hundreds of messages in the past week from all over the world, and it's just been overwhelming to like go through them and find the people that are really here in LA that I would actually be able to walk. And also, I have, you know, journalists and people reaching out to me. So
yeah,
it's been crazy. And so that's why I set up the kind of the splash page on the website to just, if people are interested, they should, you know, give us the email address and then they'll be in the loop.
They'll be in the loop, ready for a walk or to donate some money or to get involved somehow. People Walker Chuck McCarthy. You can follow him on Twitter at ThePeopleWalker or visit the website, thepeoplewalker.org. Chuck, thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we hire people to walk our dogs. We hire people to babysit our kids. Why not hire somebody to walk us? Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN.